Well, thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter number 24 this morning. Luke chapter number 24. I just could not get away from what I'm feeling today on my heart. And feel just a little scattered in my spirit just because of what I've dealt with the last little bit. Have not had sickness hit me like I've had it hit me the last little bit in a long time. And I don't like that. And I've never been admitted to a hospital in my life. I give the Lord praise for that. Thank God for that. But when you do get sick, it seems like it knocks you a loop. And so God's good. And I want to try to zero in on what I feel here today. And I trust y'all to help me preach. Luke chapter number 24. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until, somebody say until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Acts chapter number 1, the Bible says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus both began to do and teach until, somebody say until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost was given commandments unto the apostles who he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, after many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. By the help of the Lord here this morning, I'd like to talk to us from a simple one-word subject today. Until. Until. Amen. Let's put our Bible down. Let's lift up our voices to the Lord. Let's ask God to have his way in this house. Jesus, I thank you for your spirit. Thank you, God, for your presence in this house that is so real. Thank you, God, for what we've enjoyed thus far. God, I pray that you touch and anoint our hearts and our minds to receive the good word of the Lord. Direct and order my words. Frame them, God, to be acceptable in the hearts of your people today. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do through it in Jesus' name. Let's give God praise in this house. Let's thank him. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this morning. Kind of dawned on me. It's not something that just recently occurred to me, but it kind of came back to me again that you look around you this morning, and you ought to just take a minute and do that. Just look around you this morning. You know, there's never going to be another day like this again. There's never going to be a setup like this again. There's never going to be another service like this again. There's never going to be the same spirit that you have felt, the way you have felt it. It'll be the same Holy Ghost, mind you. But the way that God has moved in this service up to this point, the way God has worked, this has been a divinely appointed time with God. And divine appointments are often disruptive. Divine appointments today are life-altering. And I believe that the closer that we get to what God is trying to do and wanting to do in our life, that the harder hell seems to fight us. Yeah, that's right. There are some of you today that came to this service that it's a miracle that you came on to service, because hell did not want you to come here today. Hell did not want you to come to this church because hell knew that in the walls of this church were a divine appointment. And the enemy understands the significance of the times that you come into contact with the Spirit of God, that God is going to help you and God is going to move for you. So the enemy will do everything that he can to try to keep you from those appointments with God. Appointed times are replete in your Bible. Abraham and Sarah concerning Isaac, the scripture said that when God spoke concerning the birth of this baby, that Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also." And the Lord said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is there anything too hard for the Lord?'" And then he said, "At the time appointed." I want to tell us here today that when God sets an appointed time, I don't care what is against you. I don't care what is trying to hinder you. When God sets the appointment, you just put it down in your black book. You write it down on your calendar. God's going to bring to pass. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in what I'm preaching here today. Amen. At the time appointed, God said, "I'm going to return unto you in the time of life." He said, don't laugh at what I tell you I'm going to do. And she was so shook by that appointment that she denied it. She said, "Oh, I didn't laugh." And God said, "Oh, but you did laugh." Amen. Don't deny it. Amen. I know what you did behind the tent flap door. Amen. I know you're laughing about it, but just hold on, Sister Sarah. There's a baby coming on the way. Hey, I want to tell somebody in this house today that there is a baby on the way. Amen. Not talking about a physical baby, but I'm talking about something that God is birthing on the inside of you, that God is about to put into your hand. Come on, it's at an appointed time. Well, help me today, Lord. Amen. Even concerning the plagues in Egypt, the Lord said, "At an appointed time," a set time, saying, "Tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land." Amen. On and on. We can see this throughout our Bible today. Amen. But in particular, in the realm of the church, we realize that appointed times are of significance this morning. And I believe that we're on the same page with that today. We read as a Pentecostal church, we enjoy the story of Pentecost in our Bible today. Amen. We understand that when Pentecost took place, it changed everything. Amen. It was the commemoration of the giving of the law. We understand that today. And that giving of the law was an appointment with God that changed everything in the Old Testament. Amen. Up until that point, mankind somewhat did that which was right in his own eyes. Amen. Until the giving of the law, man didn't even understand totally what sin was until the giving of the law. Paul bore that out in the New Testament. He said, "I wouldn't have known what sin was if it were not for the law." Amen. The giving of the law was an appointment with God that changed everything in the nation of Israel. And on the day that it was given, there were 3,000 people that lost their life due to sin. Amen. It was commemorated with the feast of Pentecost. And then our text today that we read about, Jesus was telling the people of God, his disciples, to go and tarry in the city of Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. Amen. He was telling them to go tarry until something happens. Go tarry until a change takes place. Go tarry until power comes down. Our text says when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Amen. We love that verse of scripture. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. Amen. Pentecost means something to us in this church here today. Pentecost was an appointment that, like the giving of the law, the day of Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost would change the world. Amen. Everything in your Bible from Genesis up until Acts chapter 2, if you don't have the day of Pentecost, the Bible doesn't even make sense. Everything in the Old Testament's pointing to the day of Pentecost. And then once you get to the day of Pentecost, you realize something has happened that has changed the world. If you don't have the day of Pentecost, the Bible don't even make sense. Amen. But thank God for Pentecost today. Thank God for a Pentecost that's still happening today. And when it happened, it changed the world. And Pentecost will change your life this morning. Amen. You might have come here on Father's Day just thinking, let's get through the formalities and let's go eat. But I'm going to tell you, there wouldn't be a greater Father's Day experience for you than for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. There wouldn't be a greater experience for you today than for you to have a divine appointment with God himself. Well, come on, everybody, give the Lord praise. At the giving of the law, 3,000 people died. But on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost was poured out, 3,000 souls were added to the church. Amen. Thank God today for that appointed time. There is an appointed time for everything. Ecclesiastes says to everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose unto heaven. Oh, time is assigned to us. Appointments today. Job chapter 7 said, is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of a hireling? Amen. You make your little appointments in your books, in your phones, and what have you. Amen. But there's an appointed time for every one of us today. Amen. Yes, an appointed time to die. But I want to tell you, I believe there's an appointed time for you and I to have a meeting with God. I believe there's an appointed time for you and I to come together and get a hold of God. There's an appointed time. Hey, sir, ma'am, there's an appointed time for you today to pray and to seek God and get a hold of him. Oh, come on, lift up your voice and cry out to him. Come on, acknowledge it today. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Amen. Of all the appointments, words we receive from God, there is one word we mustn't fail to give attention to. Jesus told them, tarry, wait until, everyone say until you be endued with power. That little word called until. I'd like to shift gears here for a moment and tell us that sometimes we have to wait on what God is sending. Amen. Be assured today. If you don't get anything else in this house this morning, somebody hear me in this house today when I say it. Amen. Be assured that if you are waiting on something from God today, if God told you it's for you, amen, just let the until have its way. Let the until have its way. But understand, if God said it, be assured, if God said it, it's not a matter of if, it's a when. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it's a when it's going to happen. Oh, somebody needs to get a hold of it today. Somebody needs to believe it today. What God has said to you, what God has promised your family, what God has spoken in your life, what God has told you He's going to do, it does not matter how much flesh gets in the way. It doesn't matter how much hell fights you. Amen. Let the until have its way. God's going to do what He said He's going to do. Oh, I feel God in this. I don't care how much hell's breathed down your neck the last 3 months. I don't care how much hell has spoken disparaging words to you about what God said to you. Amen. Just let the until have its way. Just let the until work it out. In tandem with what the Lord, come on, let's lift up our hands to the Lord. I'm telling you, God's wanting to put something in our heart today. God's wanting somebody to understand you've got an appointment with God. All of hell couldn't stop it. All of hell can't hold you back from what He's trying to do in your life. The devil can't stop you. If you want this, the devil can't stop you. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Take assurance in what God's saying to you today. Take assurance in what God has told you in days gone by. I don't care if it's been 10 days, disciples. I don't care how long it's been since Jesus gave you the word. He said, until. Go tarry until. Go pray until. It's going to happen because Jesus said it's going to happen. It's going to happen because God said it's going to happen. Woo. Hallelujah. John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again unto us the kingdom of Israel, the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. They got distracted with things that really were not important. God said, I've give you a word, go tarry in the city of Jerusalem. Don't get distracted with menial tasks. Don't get distracted with the things that God's got in his hands. Understand what I've spoken to you, what I've told you. Amen. Disciples, you're distracted with things you don't really need to be worried about too much. But I told you to wait. I told you to tarry and to understand that it is coming. I just want to tell Hot Springs, Calvary Pentecostal Church, what God said is coming is coming. What God promised you is coming. Come on, brother, don't give up. Come on, sister, don't quit. Come on, visitor, come on. Get the Holy Ghost. Don't sell out. Live for God. Said, but ye shall receive power. Don't get hung up on the times and the seasons that the Father hath put in his own power. There's some things that God reserves for his own self. There's some things that God's reserving to his own power, his own ability. Don't get distracted with trying to figure all the ways of God out. Just know if God gave you a word, it's going to come to pass. Just know if God told you, it's going to come to pass. But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Don't get distracted with people and situations you can't do nothing about. Woo! Don't get distracted with things that you can't change. Just know if God told you it's going to happen, it may not look like it's happening right now. Just let the until have its work. Just let the until shake things out. Shatala mahaya. I'm telling you, there's a witness of the Holy Ghost in what I'm preaching today. I felt so scattered in my spirit before this service, but I know I'm in the vein right now. Somebody needs to hear the word of the Lord. It's in the until. That's where your blessings at. That's where your miracles at. That's where the appointment gets put together at. It's at the until. Jesus said, just go tarry. He's ascending up. You got to put yourself there. He's ascending up into glory. Now they've been through a lot the last little bit. They watched him be crucified. They've seen him be resurrected. Or after his resurrection, rather, they have seen him. They've beheld him for 40 days. He's been with them. And now he's being taken up into glory away from them, physically away from them. And they are trying to ascertain and wrap their mind around all of this, and they're gazing up into heaven as he's vanishing out of their sight, and two angels have to bring them back, pastor, to the appointment and say, you gotta go. You're not meant to stay here and just keep gazing into the heavens. He said, you gotta go to get the until. You got to go to get the until. You got to be willing to go where Jesus said to go. They've got to be disconnected from that moment to get them to the appointment. They got to disconnect from the moment of trouble, the moment of heartbreak, the moment of difficulty. They got to disconnect from that, and they've got to go and tarry to get them to the next appointment. Hallelujah. They got to get there. They make the journey. They go down to Jerusalem, or up to Jerusalem. And they ascend to the upper room. And the vagueness of the Lord's command. Go and tarry until. How long, Lord? Until. I mean, could you give me a little more details? Could you tell me how many minutes, seconds, days, weeks? Could you explain that, Lord? No. Just go tarry until. Just is that one day? I didn't say. Is that 2 days? Is that a week, Lord? I didn't tell you. I just said until. I'm telling somebody in this room today that's frustrated. The miracle's in your until. The peace is in your until. I'm preaching to you where I've been living. I'm telling you where I've been living. It's in the until. It's in the until. You gotta trust God. You gotta obey God. Until. Come on, let's love him. Let's love him right now. Woo! It's in the until. One day passes. Prayer meeting. 2 days pass. Prayer meeting's going on. 3 days, 4 days, a week, boom. Ooh, Brother Peter, you reckon the Lord forgot about us? He said until. He said until. Bible said when they departed from that place of his ascension, they left there with great joy. I feel like they had something in their spirit. I feel like they had a hold of it in their heart that what the Lord had said to them was so. Amen. But I want to tell you something. We are all human beings, and they were too. And you let things rock on for a few days after all them goosebumps leave you. After all them warm, fuzzy feelings leave you, and the angels are gone. And you sitting in the room alone. You sitting in the room praying, having a prayer meeting by yourself. And you don't know if anything's changing or happening or not. And there's no fire falling yet. There's no wind blowing yet. Nobody's got the Holy Ghost up to that point. Nobody's received the baptism of the Holy Ghost up to that point. Amen. None of them have talked in tongues yet. Amen. They're waiting on something that they've never experienced before. And some of you dear hearts in this room today, you're waiting on answers that you've never had before. You're waiting on things to come that you've never embraced before. I'm here today to preach to you on Father's Day Sunday. It's in the until. Amen. But hold on. It's coming. Hold on. It's coming. Hold on. It's coming. Come on, let's love him again. I'm almost done. Brother, sister, until is when it's going to be fulfilled. Amen. Until. Amen. Week goes by, 8 days, 9 days. Oh, Lord. Peter, we getting tired. I mean, really? Is it going to take this long? I mean, it only took Jesus 3 days to get up out of the grave. I mean, come on. We're working on 2 weeks here. Amen. Things still hadn't happened the way the Lord said it was going to happen. Maybe we was hallucinating. Maybe we were just caught up in the moment. No. We know what Jesus said. And everything the Lord ever said, he always brought it to pass. Oh, come on, brother, sister. Don't get disheartened while you're waiting through the until. And day 10 finally come rolling around. Musicians come. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Have you ever wondered why it said it that way? Why didn't it just say when the day of Pentecost came? It said when the day of Pentecost fully come. I think that it was written that way because, number one, the Holy Ghost inspired it to be written that way. But the man that wrote it, Brother Luke, was there. And I think there was something inside of him that said, this day was one of the longest days I ever lived. Because what I had been waiting on, what I had been waiting on, when it finally came, it was a fullness of that day. When the blessing finally came, when the Holy Ghost finally came down, when the Lord finally sent what he said he was going to send, it was the fullness of that day. Hallelujah. Amen. God in this house wants somebody to have a fullness of this day in what God wants to do in your life. Stand with me all over this house today. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. When you get the Holy Ghost, you speak in other tongues. And when the wait was over, and this is what I really felt to tell somebody in this house today, I feel like your wait is nearly over. Come on, that's a witness of the Holy Ghost in here right now. I feel like telling somebody today, your wait is almost over. The Holy Ghost came down 10 days, 120 souls filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They spill out into the streets, and Peter steps up and starts preaching. They said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. He preached it to them, and 3,000 souls were added to the church. But it was because somebody was willing to let the until have its way. It was because somebody was willing to let the until work it out. And there was a great revival that took place, such as the world had never seen up until that point. I'm here today to preach to somebody, but yet I'm here today to preach to this entire church body. Amen. The until is where the miracle is at. The until is where the blessing is going to be found. And if we can wait on God, what God has said, He's going to bring to pass. He's going to bring it to completion. And great things are going to happen as a result of the until today. Lord answered the prophet and said unto him, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Somebody in this house needs to get a hold of this and run with it. Quit running around in circles. That's not what you're doing in the until. No. Amen. You're making momentum toward what God has established for you. Don't you be discouraged. You knock that devil off your shoulder today. Don't you be discouraged. Understand God's got a purpose. God's got a plan. God's got a miracle for you. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. It's until, but it's for an appointed time. But at the end, until, at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I'm telling you today in the Holy Ghost, as best as I know how, amen, keep waiting on God. The until is going to have its work. Amen. And the blessing's about to be poured on you. There's a blessing about to be poured on your marriage. There's a blessing about to be poured on your family. Somebody praise God. Somebody believe God today. Somebody step out in that aisle and say, I'm claiming it for me. Somebody lift your hands and say, I'm believing it's for me. Oh God, I'm willing to wait until. I'm willing to pray until. I'm willing to seek until. Come on, get somebody by the hand and take them to the front. Get somebody by the hand and lead them to the front. Get somebody by the hand and put it in the air. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's reach. Come on, until. Until somebody's breakthrough's coming. Somebody's miracle's coming. Somebody's about to see a check. Woo! Come on, until. Come on, until. Don't get discouraged with the tarrying. Don't get discouraged with the waiting. Don't get discouraged with the process. Woo! Come on, find somebody and pray with them right now. There's people reaching out to God in this house. It feels like it's been a long time, sister. It feels like it's been a long time, brother. But just remember, until. But when the until is over, Pentecost is going to happen. When the until is over, the blessing's going to come down. When the until is over, the door's going to be open. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, there's people in this house that need the Holy Ghost today. There's people in this house that need the Holy Ghost today. Come on, don't tarry. Don't wait. Pray now.